I will never give this up. You're gonna have to pry this guitar, dammit! Pry it from my cold, dead hoof.
Our founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds.
Yes, our founding fathers were certainly comfortable with the idea of the lute or the fiddle, but how could they have foreseen the fretless bass? No!
Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say, the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in the common area of your dorm. No!
There was absolutely no way for them to imagine a time when men would walk the streets brandishing Edgar Winter's special edition portable keyboards with standard MIDI interface.
Where will these restrictions end?
And while the good people of the National Guitar Association might like you to think otherwise, do you really think we'd all be safer if everyone were walking around with a sunburst Rickenbacker in their pocket?
A five-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V? Or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
For all that you did in defending not just my rights, but the rights of all Americans to keep and bear guitars, I present you with this gift. It's a repeating git box made in 1870, used in the American West. Out there, guitars like this didn't enforce the law. They were the law. I didn't write that. It was on some asshole's website. I wish I'd written it. It's a good line. They were the law. They were the law. Out there, didn't enforce the law. They were the law.